Welcome to part two of the first episode of The Scarlet Edit. I'm so glad you're here to continue this journey with me. This show is where we talk honestly about modern relationships, including the messy, beautiful, and complicated parts that are often kept quiet. Affairs happen, divorce happens, situationships happen. These relationships can be loving and meaningful, though, even when they don't fit the usual script. Here, there's no judgment, only space to share, reflect, and find understanding. So if you've ever wondered what makes someone start a podcast about the realities behind those experiences, well, you're about to find out. For this kickoff episode, I'm handing the mic to someone who I actually met through podcasting. She was a prior guest on my show and is a brand strategist, business mentor, and former Fortune 100 marketer turned entrepreneur, Samantha Fackler. She's here to ask the questions, pull back the curtain a little, and help you get to know the voice behind this show. Let's get into it.
Did you have any revelation that then led to the actual end of the relationship?
Gosh, I don't know if there was a revelation per se. I mean, it's funny because it's like it wasn't any one moment or any one thing that happened. I do remember the last time that we were together, the last time he was in town. I remember just being annoyed. And that kind of sucks, right? Because it's the last time we spent together, instead of it being fun and great and all these things, I just remember being annoyed. I remember taking him to the airport and just being annoyed. And that sucks. But then I think that my emotions just got the best of me one day, a few days later. And I was just hey, figure it out. What the fuck? What is missing? At this point, it was I'd given you all of this time. I'd given you all of these things. So it's you know me, you know who I am, you know what's going on here. So I think I got to a point where there's nothing more that I could do. And so I was okay, well, if you don't know by now, I was 2 months into this being hey, I want you to upend your entire life and pick me. You know, I mean, this was almost 5 years. I want you to make a decision. And, you know, it was the same type of conversation that we'd had in the past where I was oh, well, if you're asking me to make this decision right here, right now, in this moment. And it's yeah, I am. I literally felt like Meredith Grey in Grey's Anatomy, pick me, choose me, you know? And he just couldn't. So he didn't. So I said, okay, then I can't do this anymore.
And I imagine after 5 years that was incredibly painful.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the thing that I think is so tough because, you know, he was such a huge part of my life. You know, I think that's the other thing too, that a lot of times people don't always understand. I mean, yes, there are a lot of affairs that happen that are very much in secret, right? Where nobody knows except for the two people that are in them. This was not that case. I mean, he knew my closest friends. He knew my family. He'd spent my parents' birthdays with us. He'd been at my birthday parties, met close friends of mine. We'd spent New Year's together with my family. I mean, so it wasn't I was just kind of shading around my life and people kind of going well, I think she's seeing somebody, but she's never talking about it. And then making their assumptions by my shadiness, you know, I was no, meet my boyfriend. I love him, you know? And so it was great. And I also was very real. I mean, I was honest. That's the word. What word am I thinking? I was honest with my friends and family. They knew about his situation. And, you know, at first he was I remember him asking me when he was getting ready to meet my parents, and he was did you tell them my situation? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, what do they think? And I said, well, they think that I'm in my 40s and that I'm allowed to live my life how I see fit. And ultimately, they want me to be happy. And I mean, yes, that is all true. I mean, I think at the end of the day, they were probably had their own concerns behind closed doors and were probably, you know, wondering hey, is he ever gonna leave his marriage or not? But they didn't ever come down on me. If I had been 21 saying hey, guess what? I'm dating this really great guy and oh, he's married. They might be girl, what are you doing? You're a kid, date some other kid. There's plenty of them out there, you know? But I mean, in your 40s, your parents are okay, you're a big girl. You're taking care of yourself. So do you, boo.
Yeah, it's great that they were so supportive of your relationship. Did you have any friends that were not supportive?
Yeah, the friend piece is always interesting, right? Because at first, and it's so funny too, because at first I was ooh, I don't know who I should tell about this from my friends, right? Because no matter what choices we make for ourselves, like we all still don't want to be judged by our friends or by anyone. Like nobody wants to be judged, but judgment runs rampant regardless of what you do. It's like, you know, you can't win no matter what these days. So I very slowly told some people. And I would say for the most part, like my friends were very supportive. I did have one friend who after, God, I'd probably been with him for well over a year. And she decided she didn't want to be friends with me anymore and said it was because of that relationship. And wow. I was a little surprised because I don't know, because I was just like, wait, really? Like, I guess I was more kind of like surprised at like the timing of it because I was like, you just now started feeling this way or have you always felt this way and you just didn't tell me? But, you know, at the end of that kind of conversation, what I really realized is that like everything she was saying, it wasn't necessarily about me. It was about her. You know, she was like, my feelings and what I want for you and I want this and I feel that. And I'm like, okay, well, that's all about you. You know, this is about me. And if you're going to be sitting around over the weekend being pressed about my relationship, then I don't know what to tell you, but I wish you the best. I mean, and that's the other thing too. I mean, think about how many times we've had friends who have dated like some loser or someone who's not good for them and they still do it anyway, right? So, I mean, that's the tough part with any type of relationship or with any friend being honest with another friend about how they feel about their significant other is that usually we're going to be like, well, fuck you. I love him. You know, this is so, but yeah, I would say like most of my friends were pretty, you know, supportive. I certainly like my close friends were kind of like, they were just worried about me because they're like, hey, we like think you're amazing and we want you to be happy and we want you to be with someone who can give you everything that you want. And even though they knew that I was happy and that I was doing all these great things and, you know, having a great time, they also were very in tune to the reality of the situation and that, you know, it wasn't going to end how I wanted it to end most likely. And yeah, it was shocking. They were right.
So family was supportive, friends were mostly supportive. He met all of these people. It sounds so much like any sort of relationship. He just happened mm-hmm. to also be married.
I remember saying at one point, I was like, you have like an all access pass to my life, like backstage, VIP, you know, all access pass, meet and greet, you've got it all. And like, I don't. And that's what totally sucks. I mean, honestly, like to this day, this might sound so insane, but I also don't care. We've obviously been apart for, you know, a few years now. I am totally over it and I wish him well. I hope he's well, but I'm good there. But I mean, he was a big part of my life. And of course, I'm going to care about him. Like I want him to be healthy and happy. And, you know, I want him to have like a great life. I still have a Google alert on for him. And here's why. And this is like morbid, but this is literally the truth. Because if something bad were to happen to him, nobody would call me to tell me. Like I wouldn't know. And because any mutual connection of ours didn't ever know that we were together, nobody would pick up the phone to call me. And that would be really sad. And I would hate that. And I would hate to not know. So yeah. So I have a Google alert on, which is insane.
And I think that points to the significant moments that you couldn't get in this relationship, right? Like birthdays, holidays, these moments that you typically look forward to celebrating with your significant other. And those were off limits.
Yeah. I mean, that was definitely tough, right? When Thanksgiving's rolling around and Christmas is rolling around and it's like, oh, like, well, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm spending Thanksgiving with my family. Like, what are you guys doing? You know, and it's just like, those are the things that suck because you have to go through them. And then you're like, oh, okay, the holidays are over. But then, you know, you get through like Thanksgiving and Christmas and it's kind of like, okay. And then it's, well, like what's going on for New Year's? And it's, well, if we're like going on vacation, then it's like, okay, New Year's is usually wrapped up in vacation. So it's like, okay, there's another holiday where I don't get to see you because you're taking your kids on vacation. Okay, great. And then, you know, it's Valentine's Day. And usually, you know, Valentine's Day, because we have a 7-day week, ends up during the week. But it's so, you know, that wasn't as a holiday that I didn't get to spend with him. But it's just like, there's always something and time goes by so fast, you know? So it's like Valentine's Day and then like spring break rolls around him. And it's like, oh, great. Where are you going for spring break? You know, and it's just like, I couldn't roll my eyes harder. Because I'm just like, this is so annoying. And it's so annoying that you have these people that you tell me all about. Like, I know everything about what your kids are doing. I know what your mom's up to. Like, you know, what your dad's up to. I know about all of these things, but like, none of these people know that I exist. And like, that is also something that like gets really, really tough. When you love somebody so much. And like I said, all access pass to my life, yet I'm a freaking ghost in his.
So he met your family and friends, but you did not meet his kids, his friends,
no.
Or his parents?
No, not a soul.
Do you know if any of them knew that you were a part of his life?
So I think about me and how I could be a affiliate member of the FBI when it comes to investigating things. And I tell you, if I was sitting at a table and my husband's phone rang, got a text and a girl's name popped up on it. Oh, and by the way, at this time, you know how, I don't even know if it's an option anymore on iPhones, but like it was, or where like right now when I get a text, it would say like Samantha Fackler, iMessage. But you could have it where it would say like, you know, hey, Nikki, like, what's up? Or like, I'll be there in 5. You could have it that setting. So it like would just, you could just read it on the screen. So he didn't have the like privacy setting on. So I sent a photo. So not only did his phone light up my name, but it's a picture of me. So she was like, why is this girl sending you a picture of herself? So now again, were that me, I immediately would have gone home and been like, typed my old name into the old Google search bar and tried my damnedest to figure out who I was. So I have no idea if she ever did that. I mean, I would be shocked if not, but like, I don't know. I don't know. I want to know so bad. I really do. I want to know so bad. You've probably heard me mention my podcast strategist, Juliana Barbati, and for good reason. Whether you're launching from scratch or refining a show that's already live, her podcast marketing and production agency handles the back end so you can stay focused on your message. She's been a huge part of my journey, and I always recommend her. You can head to julianabarbati.com or check the show notes for the link and let her know I sent you. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know if anybody, I mean, there were plenty of times where I was like on the phone with him and like a kid would walk in and people are on the phone all the time. So it's not like I have no clue. One time we did run into one of his coworkers and we were outside. So it wasn't like, you know, we were making out or anything, but he did say that the guy was like, who was that? So he was like, oh, I know that she's not on your team. Like, who was that? Like, she doesn't work for our company. So who's that? And he was like, and then he was told him a lie. That was like, but that was literally the only time that anybody in his world, as far as I know, knew anything about me.
Wow. And yeah. I mean, have you thought about reaching out to the wife at all?
I had moments where I thought about it more like after we broke up. Like I had some of his stuff and I thought, oh, like I should just put this in a box and send it with her name on it. So she would open it or like make it look like really girly and like put his name on it, but with like hearts and stuff. But I'm just like, I'm not mean, you know, I'm just not mean. And I feel like that would have been mean. So I do have this vision that I will randomly run into her someday and that I will like, you know, I have my whole speech in my head that I would like just go and introduce myself and see if she's open to having a conversation. But I mean, it's a big world, so who knows? But, you know, stranger things have happened. So, yeah.
Also a very small world in a lot of ways.
I know. It is.
I think what's so interesting, especially for our audience members who have not been in an extramarital affair, is just the very real feelings and the limitations that you went through in this relationship. And, you know, so often people see affairs as very black and white terms, like, oh, this thing was wrong. But how did this experience specifically shift your view of extramarital affairs?
You know, it's so interesting. And one of the reasons why I wanted to start this podcast with these topics specifically. So what I now know to be very true is that there are a lot of unhappy people. And I hate saying that, but I really believe that to be true. Now, I'm not going to dive deep into my divorce on this episode, but I will say that when I finally started sharing with my coworkers that I was going through a divorce, with the men specifically, that for whatever reason gave them a level of comfort to share their problems with me. And I was absolutely shocked at how many people, number one, felt comfortable enough to share what was going on in their very personal lives with me. But number two, who used words when talking to me saying like, wow, that's so courageous of you to end your marriage. Like, that's so brave. Like, I don't think I could do that. And then following it up with, you know, whatever was going on in their personal life. And that was not a fantastic picture of a marriage that they were painting. So that to me is crazy, right? And then, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, being my age and like growing up with like the different TV shows and movies that, you know, were out, and even you see some of the same things today, right? With people who have affairs, is often the woman that gets painted as this like bad person, the homewrecker, you know. And that's why I named the podcast The Scarlet Edit. It's like a play on the Scarlet Letter, because what I want to do, number one, is bring to light all of these different things that are happening in today's world of like dating and relationships. And number two, it's like, I want all women, especially if you were the one who was the single person in the affair, I don't want the shame that you may or may not feel, or the shame that society assumes you should feel, to alter your plans for your life. And what I mean by that is, like, I know that there is still great love out in the world for me, and I cannot wait to find it. And I do not think that I am any less deserving of that simply because I was the other woman in someone else's marriage. I do not feel bad for this, for playing the role that I did, for having this relationship. I don't feel bad, and I don't feel bad that I don't feel bad. And I know everybody is different, but as far as I was concerned, as far as I still am concerned, this was a very real relationship. It helped me grow into the woman that I am today. And the growth that I experienced throughout that was ultimately the growth that led me to choose to leave. So I can give that relationship credit. I can give him credit for being a part of my journey, but ultimately, the growth that I experienced and the woman that I evolved into, that was me and becoming this version of me. And then I've continued my self-growth, self-awareness, self-love, you know, all of these journeys over the last few years. And like, I'm absolutely obsessed with who I am. So like, I don't think that any woman should be judged or stamped with a scarlet letter that, you know, they're bad or unworthy or whatever. So that is also why I wanted to start this podcast, start these conversations, create this community, because, you know, there's so much of this stuff going on out in the world. And to answer your question, because you said, does it change the way that I've thought about, you know, affairs? Yeah. I mean, I never was someone that was like, oh, it's no big deal, because I do think it's a big deal. Like, I do think it's a big deal. I think that, you know, if you are unhappy in your relationship, your first line of defense should be having a conversation with your partner. And it should be talking about what's going on. And it should be making a decision that works for both of you. It shouldn't be to go out and find a girlfriend or a boyfriend because you're unhappy at home. Now, obviously, that's easier said than done, right? Sometimes having those conversations can be tough, and they can be painful, and they can be all of these things. But it's wildly unfair to bring someone else into that chaos, right? I mean, as much as I loved the man that I was in a relationship with, it still is super unfair to bring someone into what is essentially like your mess and then expect them to play by your rules. So I think for me, has it changed my outlook? It's changed my outlook for myself. I don't think that affairs are all of a sudden going to stop happening, right? I think that they're just a fact of life. I mean, I know I said to you the other day that like, I think people are absolutely insane if you are, you know, above the age of 35 and you think that there's nobody in your friend group that's having an affair. Like, I think that's just ludicrous. Like, maybe you don't know about it. And I'm not saying like just your immediate friend group. It could be like your extended friend group. But like, if you're over the age of 35 and you have people that are married or in long-term relationships as part of your world, somebody in that group is having an affair. And so that is like just, I think that's just a fact of life. But I think for me, what has changed for me internally is like the way I look at different people who are making those decisions. And I, in a lot of ways, think that it's kind of, I mean, I've already said that I think it's selfish, but I also think it's kind of like the easy way out. And I find that very unattractive, you know, because I look at somebody who is very wealthy and has a wife and has kids and, you know, isn't getting everything he needs at home. So he's like, oh, I'm going to, you know, have a girlfriend too. And I think that's just why do you get to do that? Why do you get to upend somebody's life? Like, why do you get to make that decision? And I find it kind of weak. It's so unattractive to me. You know, it's funny because I said a few minutes ago how I don't feel bad about this and I don't feel bad that I don't feel bad. I don't regret it. If I were to go back and I would go back and do it all again because the journey that I have been on my whole life got me to here today and I love me here today. Now, would I ever do that again? Not in your fucking wildest dreams. If you were like, you can be a billionaire, but you have to be with a married guy, I'd be like, I would rather have pennies, you know, and I love money, but I would rather have pennies than $1 billion and a married man.
Yeah, so, I think that's so interesting too, because there's that like once a cheater, always a cheater, or like,
yes, like,
stereotypes and yes, they just aren't true all the time.
I mean, I hate that once a cheater, always a cheater, like mantra or whatever. I think it's so unfair to, I mean, I feel like men get tagged with it more than women. And I just feel like it's so unfair. So you're telling me if a guy's like 25 and he, you know, is still together with his college sweetheart, and then he goes to a bachelor party and like gets a blowjob from a stripper, that like he's always going to cheat on his wife, the woman that he ends up marrying? Like, come on. You know, I don't know. And I even think like, I don't know that I would judge a man. If I started dating a man now, and if he was like, yeah, like when I was married 10 years ago, I cheated on my wife, and like, I'd be like, tell me the story. I'm curious to know, like, what was your situation like? Because you clearly weren't happy, or else you wouldn't have done that. Now, are there some people out in the world who are, you know, serial cheaters? Sure. Are there some people who like cannot handle monogamy? Sure. But I also think that there are a lot of people that really do want a very monogamous, very long-term, very loving, real relationship, both men and women.
And if you had, let's say, a friend that, you know, there were flirty vibes, they met someone, there was chemistry, but either one or both of them was in a monogamous relationship, what advice would you give them?
I mean, I've definitely been in this situation, right, with friends. And what's funny, and I think that everyone listening will agree with this, is that like when you want to do something, like you're going to do it, like regardless of what your friends say, right? I mean, it really is, right? Like you could be like, hey, I'm going to go jump off this bridge. I'd be like, oh, the water's pretty shallow. You'd be like, yeah, I'll figure it out. I'm like, okay, like you're going to do it. So like, you know, I'm going to tell you like, hey, this is what could happen. So yeah, I mean, I've definitely had friends in the situation. And I mean, the advice that I've given them is, you know, you're going to tell yourself that you won't let your feelings get involved. You're going to tell yourself that it's just for fun. You're going to tell yourself that like, oh my God, this is great. But you know, at the end of the day, like it's probably going to end up being more than that. You're going to have a hard time dating other people while you're involved in this. And when it ends, it's only going to end because you end it. But I mean, I always support my friends. I mean, that's the thing, like, too, is, and that's another reason why, like, I think I'm such a great person to do this podcast, to have these conversations with people, because, like, I've been there. So, like, I'm not going to judge you, but I am going to be honest with you. And I am going to tell you that, like, hey, this probably is not going to end that great. Thanks for listening to part two of the first episode of The Scarlet Edit. Tune in next week to hear the final part of my story. If this episode has you thinking about your own story, you're not alone. I created Rewritten as a place for women to connect, reflect, and share what love has really looked like in their lives. Not the highlight reel, the real reel. Inside, you'll find honest community, live Q&As, and the kind of support that reminds you you're not broken, you're becoming. You'll find the link to join us in the show notes.